explain someone's bias toward a certain opinion about a topic or life in general. This can be referred to as one's personal theory about a topic. However, in common use, people often simply put a modifier in front of the word mindset and use the combination as a label to describe themselves. Labels describe fixed traits about a person, suggesting a predominant and enduring characteristic. For example, I have a winner's mindset. Whichever way you view the meaning of the term mindset, the way you view your world influences what you see and the decisions you make. The way you view the world includes previous assumptions and beliefs you have developed over time. This becomes your conceptual lens, the filter through which you see the world, just the way a lens on a camera can change the view. When your assumptions and skills are flexible, you can modify and adapt your behavior to be even more successful as the world changes around you and as you grow and experience new things. Why mindset is important. An excellent analogy for understanding how important it is to have an accurate lens through which to develop skills is provided in a film from the PBS documentary series that shows Navy pilots practicing jet aircraft landings on the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier in high seas. The following quote is from an officer on the ship describing the difficulties pilots have landing a jet aircraft on a pitching deck. Your brain, when you approach the deck, you kind of start to think the runway is a fixed object, and that's what you reference things on, where in reality, it's not a fixed object, and it's actually moving. It'll kill you in a second. You won't be the first one to fly into the water behind the ship. To us, the world can seem like a pitching deck. Our skills may not always be what is required for the task. The following sections discuss further why and how mindset works, why it matters, and how to manage your mindset to maximize your personal power to choose appropriate responses. Your ability to manage your mindset affects your ability to learn and grow. Background of mindset. In her research, Exploring Students' Approaches to Learning, Dr. Carol Dweck of Stanford University described the concept of fixed and growth mindset. According to Dweck, a growth mindset is one's belief that personal traits are not fixed at birth, but can change and grow through effort. She researched how students' mindset beliefs influence their willingness to take academic risks and persist toward challenging goals, and even the type of learning goals they would choose. The concept of a fixed mindset can be compared to earlier theories suggesting one's behaviors come from innate qualities or traits imposed by nature at birth through hereditary influences. The concept of an individual fixed mindset belief compares favorably with the theory of nature versus nurture, popularized by Francis Galton. In his works, English Men of Science, Their Nature and Nurture and Natural Inheritance, Galton proposed the evolution of traits and that intelligence was largely inherited. Galton was influenced by theories in Darwin's Origin of Species. Similarly, a growth mindset belief has historical roots in theories by early philosophers. John Locke, in his work titled An Essay Concerning Human Understanding, described a theory of mind as a blank slate, suggesting that individuals are born with an open ability to learn and are not restricted by hereditary predetermination. Though this is a very limited description, he highlighted the potential for human learning and growth. Hitting a moving target. As individuals, we need to be able to predict our world so we can control what we must do to protect ourselves and improve our situations. We want to become even better at providing for ourselves and those we love. We make judgments every day about why we and others do what we do. It is difficult to determine what is actually influencing our own behavior and those of others. Therefore, what can we do to improve the accuracy of our predictions? The first way is to recognize that your beliefs about your ability to learn influence your judgments. Sometimes, your worldview results in beliefs that become exaggerated fears, or the opposite, overconfidence. All humans are subject to similar systematic biases in their thinking that influence